A couple of quick Super Bowl follow-ups. The ad trackers that did all the, you know, favorite commercials.
Sure. Yeah.
There's several of them.
They disagree with each other.
Yeah. We always refer to USA Today only because they were the first.
Yeah.
They voted the Bill Murray Groundhog Day with Jeep spot. I was reading about this, and I didn't realize this, but they talked about how that spot was almost never made.
Oh, really?
Because they had a hard time getting hold of Bill Murray. According to the story in USA Today, the chief marketing officer with Fiat Chrysler says Bill Murray doesn't have a phone, doesn't have an agent, doesn't have an email. He allegedly has an 800 number that you leave a message and maybe he'll call you back. They couldn't get a hold of Bill Murray. It's a funny story. They talked about doing this ad when they realized that the Super Bowl, this is kind of funny, the Super Bowl, they realized, would fall on Groundhog Day, which has only happened twice in 54 years.
They wanted him because of the movie reference.
Yeah.
That was.
Mm-hmm. First of all, the Super Bowl hadn't been played in February for a number of years, so it couldn't have been on Groundhog Day anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
take that oddity out of it.
Yeah.
But they said, yeah, they put out a message. They reached out to apparently a representative or an assistant, and weeks they heard of nothing. It got to the point where they weren't even sure they were going to be able to do the spot. If they couldn't get a hold of Murray and put him in the spot, they weren't going to do it.
He was in Billsboro.
Yes.
Playing Groundhog.
I'm trying to think here where it said...
Did he hear about it and finally get a hold of it?
Well, they eventually got a hold of him, and he was fascinated. In fact, I guess it's the only commercial he's ever done and says it's the last one he's ever going to do. I don't know if that's true. Has he ever done any commercials before, endorsements or things like that?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Maybe back in the 80s he did.
They didn't even finish shooting this spot until January 26th. Which is like a week before. Yeah. Yeah, that's how close it was.
Huh.
That's how close it was. But apparently Murray, and it says here that Murray eventually got back to the producers, agreed to do the role, and even offered a couple of ad-lib lines and scenes.
I would expect that.
Yeah.
Well, I bet he didn't mind wheeling around on that Jeep Gladiator.
Oh, no.
pretty cool vehicle.
I'm sure he didn't mind depositing whatever the check was either.
Having a groundhog on top the steering wheel while he's trying to drive might not have been too easy.
It was. I finally watched it. It was fun. It was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It was
cute.
I love the part where he was doing whack-a-mole and he says to the groundhog, nothing personal. it's just a game. To me, that sounds like a Bill Murray line.
Yeah,
right.
And you'll also be happy to know that now that Super Bowl LIV is in the books, there's already a look ahead toward Super Bowl LV 55.
Oh, the Lions Super Bowl. Isn't that what that is?
Well, it's going to be difficult. The odds are out.
Uh-oh. And where are the Lions?
We are not the worst, at least.
Oh, really? Who's that, the Browns?
No, but from Ohio, Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
Cincinnati at 125-1, and Jacksonville and Washington both at 150-1 are three teams ahead of the Lions. We're 101 shots to win the Super Bowl next year.
Oh, much better.
Hey, just throw $100 on the Lions.
So, you know, well, imagine the return you get on that, you know? Yes.
Be what you're doing, throwing $100.
Yeah, right. We'll just be doing that, yeah.
Looks like... Kansas City is opening at 7-1 to repeat as champions.
Yeah,
just so you know,
doesn't surprise me.
Where are the Patriots?
Patriots actually are fifth best odds, 15-1.
Okay, because we still don't know where Tom Brady is going.
Don't know about that. Although there are odds on that. The Chargers are 6-1 to land Brady, and the Raiders are 9-1. It's 29-1 that he retires.
Yeah, I could be totally wrong, but I don't see Brady playing anywhere else but New England.
Yeah.
No, I think so.
And I think they'll pay him. Well, there was a story yesterday they're offering him more than $30 million to come back. I think they'll offer him a contract to retire out of New England.
Yeah, probably.
Say, we'll give you one more chance, and we'll see what happens. If we have a great year, go out on top. If we have a lousy year,
we'll throw you out at the bottom.
At least we gave you one more chance.
And we'll give you lots of money. Yeah.
So the Lions are 100-1 odds. 100-1. So you're telling me there's a chance.
There's always a chance.
Now, if they draft well, will that go down to 99-1?
Well, again, 100-1 odds are as February 4th, 2020. Stay tuned. We'll set this aside, and when the season begins, we'll see if they've advanced the odds.
I bet those odds are still better than the Tigers' chances of winning the World Series.
And
guys are pessimists.
And the Red Wings winning the Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The way things work in the opposite for you, if you don't put down that $100, maybe they'll win.
Yeah, right.